So the university's official stance on why they can't do anything is because they say it's a national issue, because there's a lot of universities striking. But on a local level, Shira West, who's on £328,000 a year in the office next to us, she sits on the board of Universities UK, which decide whether they want to negotiate with the UCU or just completely cut pensions or just disregard what students are saying. So she could bring that up on the University UK panel and say, no, we want to support our staff, which she chooses not to. And same with someone sitting on the USS Pensions Committee, who works at the university. She could also say the same. But again, they refuse to, and they just use the fact that it's a national issue to completely ignore the fact that we could make change in this university and ultimately want fair negotiations with the UCU, with in mind to look after our professors and other staff who work here. Because every time there's been disputes, and this is the reason why strikes keep happening, is because staff and students want to see change to make our university a better space that works for everyone. And the university management just keep ignoring it because it costs money to do that. And they want to spend money on new buildings and new things to get new students, instead of actually funding the things that matter most, like staff. And if you're paying £9,000, which we shouldn't be paying anyway for university, but they can't even put that money into paying our lecturers, what is the point of paying this money? If the management are going to sit on hundreds of thousands of pounds a year, there's obviously a division there because they don't feel related with the rest of the staff who are working on unsafe contracts, where they are only paid for the hours they come and teach, so they're not paid for any of the prep, they're not paid for any of the other work they do, and that's not fair. Anyone who spent time studying for a PhD should be able to come and teach here, and this is why so many staff are leaving to other countries to go and teach elsewhere, because one of the best things about the UK was having a stable job when you teach here. But now that's going because of the profiteering by the university management. So if a stable job isn't even a outcome of working in the UK, many people can just get paid more to go and teach in America. So a lot of the best staff that we have are leaving.
Yeah. I mean, I guess all I would add to that is, I completely understand the frustration that this has been something that's been ongoing for so long. I mean, I've been here for a number of years, and it's happened every year I've been here. And more so, I'd emphasize the fact, as they were saying, lecturers understand this as well. The lecturers who we speak to are really genuinely upset because they really care about the quality of the education, they care about the courses they teach, they care about the modules that they do. They really genuinely want to deliver a high quality of education to every student here. But the issue is, it's impossible for them to do that when the conditions leave them stressed, overworked, and unable to know if they're going to be able to fully make ends meet, retire comfortably. And as a result, while I understand it's frustrating, the more students are able to show solidarity with the lecturers, come out to the strikes, come out to the occupations, even just be vocal about it, whether that's on social media or within any kind of institutional voice you might have within the University of Nottingham, the quicker we'll be able to pressure the management into actually taking a solid stance and actually, helping our lecturers achieve the very basic demands that they're asking for.